Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney and this is the evening news. The question had divided politicians. France has today repatriated 5 children of jihadists from Syria. These children are orphans and isolated minors who will be medically and psychologically monitored, as explained by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. They were handed over to judicial authorities and their relatives have been informed. As for French nationals who are members of ISIS, France's stance has not changed as indicated by the Quai d'Orsay. They will be judged on the territory in which they committed their crimes. It is a question of justice and security, end of quote. 2 people were arrested in Amsterdam in connection with the attacks of November 13th. The investigation focuses on the origin of the weapons used by the ISIS terrorists in the attacks that have killed more than 130 people. In New Zealand, the investigation is just beginning, but several facts regarding the double terrorist attack committed last night are known. A 28-year-old Australian national opened fire in 2 mosques in Christchurch. The human toll amounts to at least 49 people dead and about 50 wounded, including 20 in critical condition. The main suspect is presented by authorities as a very violent right-wing extremist and terrorist. He was arrested and placed in custody with 3 other people. For now, the exact number of shooters has not been determined. The 4th week of mobilization in Algeria against Abdelaziz Bouteflika carries on. A flood of people throughout the country, and especially in Algiers, are protesting to demand the departure of the current head of state, who still remains in power despite his withdrawal from the presidential election. And the young generation throughout the world has taken to the streets to save the planet. From Paris to Sydney, passing through Tokyo and Berlin, high school students are on a school strike to demonstrate against global warming. They call on governments to take concrete actions. And then in soccer, it will be Manchester United versus Barcelona for the Champions League quarterfinals. The draw took place just now. The other matches will be Ajax of Amsterdam playing against Juventus Turin, Liverpool-Porto, and Tottenham against Manchester City. The first matches will take place on April 9th and 10th. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.